Financial literacy is important for everyone, no matter how old or young you are. But in order to build on your personal finances, it's really important to know the basics of savings and understanding your bank account and all that stuff. ABC Life Literacy Canada has launched an online learning portal called the ABC Skills Hub, and they've got a bunch of courses that focus in particular on improving financial knowledge. Joining us now to talk more about it is Mac Rogers. He is Executive Director of ABC Life Literacy Canada. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
There's tons of stuff out there. Why did you decide that you would invest your time and your energy and your resources in order to bring more to the marketplace? Is it new? Is it different? Is it better?
It is. It is actually all of those things. So what we really wanted to focus on, particularly in light of the pandemic, is helping people think about money differently and having the confidence to start talking about money in the family, to start making better choices, and really kind of talking to professionals to get the help they need. 4 in 10 Canadians disclose that money is a daily concern, and that's a terrifying number. And I think a lot of us can relate to that.
Tell us a bit about the curriculum here. I've got it up on my screen. This is not puts and calls, short covering, peg ratios, stock analysis. This is really foundational material.
That's it exactly. It's really, if you were to look at our objectives, they're about building confidence and the confidence to start those conversations. So it does cover topics like spending plans and banking basics. What is a checking account? What is a saving account? Borrowing money and ways to save. So we do talk about things like what is a credit score and how do you find out what your credit score is? But really, it's about building that confidence so that when you have a problem, you can talk to the professionals or family members that you know and trust to help you out.
Who are you targeting? Who do you want to enroll in this stuff?
So we really want to enroll anyone who's thinking about money in a way that's challenging. But we write it in such a way that it's accessible to a lot of Canadians. We write it at a level that is very easy to decode and to access. And so that's really our core belief. So where this program gets used a lot is in learning centers and in newcomer centers and Indigenous learning centers. That's where our resources are used a lot. But now, thanks to the abcskillshub.ca and the support we're getting from TD Bank Group, we can really move it online and get everyone to use it.
It's free, right?
It's all free. Everything ABC does is free. We also have resources on our website. If you specifically want to look at financial literacy in the family, if you go to the moneymatters.ca website.
Now, I think one of the things that's interesting about your organization is you think about life literacy in a very holistic way. Tell us about some of the other areas in which you're trying to improve knowledge and behavior for people.
Yeah, so we really think of literacy and lifelong learning as one big part, and it's about moving people forward and building confidence. So we work in programs such as workplace literacy, so things about how to improve your time management or how to talk to other people in the workplace. We also talk about core literacy, so reading, writing, numeracy, that type of thing. And then we look at different what we call life capacities. So this could be things like health literacy, so learning how to be an advocate for yourself. For yourself at the doctors or pharmacist, or even things like how to vote, where to vote, and how to engage in voting at the federal level.
So people, you know, go to abcskillshub.ca. They choose one of the courses. How long do they take to do? Are there tests? Are there videos? What's the pedagogy?
Yeah, we don't have videos or tests. And the reason we wanted to keep it as straightforward as possible is we want to make sure that if you don't have super fast download, like if you're working in a rural or northern community and your internet speed may not be great, then you can still go through the course. And really what it is about is kind of getting people to go through it in the time that they need. The average amount of time is about 2 hours per module, but really it's take as long as you need or do it as quickly as you want. There's always something you're going to learn.
You referenced TD's support. It's part of their READY commitment. One of the areas that can be complex is when nonprofits work with industry to develop material that both serves the greater good and is consistent with the corporate social responsibility of the sponsor. How has that dance gone for you?
It's gone exceptionally well. And it's a good question. I mean, it's something that a lot of us think about is, you know, is there a conflict of interest there? And there really isn't. And to give you an example, we've had over 1,200 TD volunteers over the last few years volunteer in the community. And these are communities, they're not high income communities. These are not the, you know, the golden ticket clients that banks are looking for. These are the people that are just starting out their banking, thinking about banking in a healthy way. And these amazing volunteers come in, they donate their time, hours and hours of time, to be advocates for the learners. And they come in there, they are no longer advocates for the bank, they are advocates for their learners. And it's a, honestly, it's a beautiful thing to see.
I believe it. And I agree. I think there is a way to reconcile those two interests, which in some ways can meet, compete, and in some ways are complementary, right? Your unit on borrowing money talks about how credit works and ways to borrow. What's the big takeaway there? And I guess in the population that you work so closely with, it would seem to me that there is a higher risk of some of the predatory lending or some of the things that people in higher income brackets might not be prone to utilize because they can get a line of credit or a home equity line of credit on their house or whatever.
Absolutely. And predatory lending, we talk about that quite a bit and compare it to what other options are out there to make sure people know that there are other options. Now, but it's not just what we normally consider the predatory lenders. It's also things like if you ask many of our learners, what's the punishment for not paying your phone bill? Let's say because there's a charge on there that you disagree with, so you decide not to pay your phone bill. Most of them will respond that it's they lose that phone number. They lose that the service with that carrier. Whereas those of us who have more experience in financial literacy understand that it's the hit on your credit score that really has the long-term effect of not paying that bill.
Very interesting stuff. Our listeners can find the Skills Hub where?
abcskillshub.ca.
Okay, lots of great stuff on financial literacy and more as well. Mac, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce. Really appreciate the time.
Mac Rogers is the Executive Director of ABC Life Literacy Canada.